Hey, mamas. Welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we talk about the joys and the pains of motherhood. Grab a drink and give your kids the iPad. Take a break because this episode, we're going into a deep conversation. Are you ready, Shannon?
I think I'm ready.
Okay. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And Jen, you brought this topic up to me.
I did.
I'm really interested to learn as to why you brought this topic up.
Okay. So setting the scene, Colton comes up to me a couple days ago and he's like, Mama, did you know that when you turn 100, you die?
Oh.
And I literally was just like, okay, there is a lot to unpack under this one statement.
Yeah.
First of all,
where'd you hear that?
Where did this come from?
I mean, if you live to 100, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
So then we kind of got down the rabbit hole of what death is. Because okay. I don't think that he even really understood what death was.
I mean, he's so young. That's a hard subject.
And then we kind of started talking about the heaven aspect of it all, because he mentioned, he was like, Mom, when you die, you go to heaven. And I was like, wow, okay. I have no clue where he heard any of this information from.
Okay.
I mean, we talk about it in our house, but nothing to the extent of having the conversation.
A full conversation.
Right.
So, and you guys really haven't had animals or anything like that.
We haven't had anyone since he's been talking and all of that pass away. So I was like, okay, where do I go from here? How do we talk about this?
Yeah.
And what I did was, you know, when he mentioned heaven, I was like, hey, buddy, you know that there are some people in heaven that love you and you don't even know who they are. And I said, hey, do you want to see some pictures of my Mimi? Because he calls my mom Mimi.
Okay.
And I called my grandmother Mimi as well.
Okay.
And I said, hey, do you want to see pictures of my Mimi? And he said, yeah, I do. So I was able to go through and show him some pictures. And I was like, you know, she was about, I was close to your age when she passed away. I was like, she wasn't 100, but she lived an amazing life.
Yeah.
Of course, I started crying.
Of course.
And he wanted to know why I was crying. And I said, because, you know, I miss her.
Yeah.
But I know that she's looking down on me and she is one of your guardian angels, buddy. Like, you have somebody up there looking out for you and you have never even met her, but she loves you. And, you know, I'm not sure it all sank in, but he has since that night kind of talked about, like, hey, I got to meet my mom's Mimi. Like, he said that to Lewis and he even said that to my mom. He was like, you know, I got to meet your mom, essentially, and my mommy's Mimi. That's a lot of M's.
That's a lot.
Sorry, guys. So I was just wondering, like, have you had to have the conversation of death, and how do you guys handle those kind of hard?
So we've actually had to have it several times.
Okay.
The first time would be Dakota, which was one of our lab dog who passed away 2 days before Grayson turned two. So, and then Gabriel was three. Yeah. And they would flop all over Dakota. Dakota was like 85 pounds or whatever. And he was an amazing dog. So they didn't really know him that well, but they knew he was sick. And, you know, I had to explain to them and say, you know, Dakota is feeling really sick. He's probably not going to be here much longer. You know, you just got to give him love. And unfortunately, we did have to make the decision with having to put him down, unfortunately. But we told the boys, you know, he's in heaven. He's looking over you. And, you know, he loved every moment he got to spend with you, even if it was just a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And then Max, of course, my Yorkie, that was probably one of the hardest ones because that was something that they really did got to see and understand because Max passed away just last year. But they talked to Max still.
Okay.
So Max, actually, we got his ashes and we had Dakota's ashes, but my mom actually took Dakota's ashes because Dakota was actually my family dog growing up. But Barrett and I took him before we got married. But Max, we have just a dedicated area on top of our fireplace that has his ashes in a really pretty box. And then it actually has a stone of like the Over the Rainbow with the information and then a little picture of him. So they actually do see him and they'll, you know, speak to him in a sense or they'll even talk about, you know, things that we would do with Max. Now, I know that these are animals, so that's a little bit different.
But the animals are in your house every day. So that's even another subject of Why are they not here?
But I will say, so to family members, so my dad passed away before I even got married. And my kids call my dad Papa. And so Gabriel, his middle name is Dallas. He was actually named after my dad, my granddaddy's dad, and like, I think it was maybe 5 or 6 generations of the middle name Dallas.
Okay.
So Gabriel had asked, I think maybe, I don't know, Gabriel and Grayson, they started talking very early in life. And it was just random questions, especially Gabriel, because he's always intrigued with just different things. But I think he asked, maybe it was about 2 or 3 of, you know, my full name, what does it mean? And Dallas was one of the ones that we were talking about. And we were talking about my dad and just the different things that my dad was involved with, that he loved sports and he loved just different, you know, well, we do joke about the fact that my dad was a big Duke fan and my mom and myself, North Carolina. So, and Gabriel loves the Tar Heels because he wants to make Mama and Nana happy. So he would continuously ask questions about Papa, Papa. I don't know. I am not a big, not to say a believer in ghosts. I am, you know, if you hopefully are able to make it to heaven, you are able to make it to heaven. But Gabriel has said a few times that he has seen and talked to Papa. So it's really scary, a little bit, but some of the things that he will say, it's completely point on, spot on. And I don't know how or where or why or whatever, but my mom swears up and down that my dad, like at times, like not haunts, but
he's there.
Yeah. And it has triggered, I guess, Gabriel a little bit. So that has been an interesting topic within our household, just because certain things that Gabriel has said, I'm like, I don't know how you know this.
Right.
Because he just has such a intriguing, almost, I don't know if it's an imagination or it's just that connection to my dad, because my dad always wanted a son. And he never, my mom had 5 miscarriages and 3 stillbirths. So she, unfortunately, they weren't able to have a son. So I don't know if that has some type of connection that my dad always, like I said, wanted a son. And then Gabriel finally got to have that middle name of Dallas. And there's that he maybe in his head, you know, thinking it. So it has been an interesting topic. He does know, like, and Grayson too. Grayson is more, okay, whatever, and this keep on going. Gabriel has to ask, he's always, why? Well, why? And then continuously going on and on and on. So it is an interesting topic, but it's also dependent on the age as to when to discuss it. You know, we did even tell Gabriel and Grayson probably 2 years ago as to how my dad passed away. My dad actually had an overdose. And that was something that we waited a little bit longer, but when we did tell them the truth, then they had even more questions about it. And then it led to other, you know, maybe past family members or friends that have passed away. Well, did they take too much medication? Or did they, why did they die? Or did they just fall and hurt themselves in that, you know? So it's kind of different conversations though with all around.
Yeah.
And it affects them differently. I will tell you though, Gabriel, it gets about every couple of months, there will be a day that he just nonstop talks about my dad. Nonstop.
Really?
And it's to the point that it's not that it drives me crazy, but it's one of those, it's kind of, it's a hard subject to continuously talk about.
Yeah, I was going to say, absolutely.
So he will talk to my mom about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom sometimes even, you know, she's like,
that's enough.
I don't know how he wants to know so much information, but he does know so much information. So, but I think one has to do with is that Gabriel is big about learning about his family in the past and just wanting to know where he came from.
Yeah.
Grayson, on the other hand, he's just living in the moment. So it's a kind of a different scenario. Yeah. But it is a hard topic to discuss. Grayson, though, took Max's passing extremely hard. He actually had such a hard time that he cried for a few days. Now, Gabriel, at first, he's like, I'm not going to cry. I said, well, why not, buddy?
Yeah.
And he said, because, you know, I'm tough. I don't need to cry. I said, you don't have to be tough.
Right.
Everybody handles, you know, situations and you know, sadness in different ways. And that's when he lost it. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's a hard subject.
It absolutely is.
And especially if you have to explain the difference between heaven, hell, and anything in between.
Yeah.
Because that is a very, because it is, whether you're not.
I mean, that's getting into the spiritualism
so many
and religion.
Things.
And, yeah.
And our family, we are religious. We don't go to church as often as we should. But my kids do know enough about, you know, the Lord and everything. But it is, it's a hard, it's like, well, why are we even here on earth to.
Right. There's really almost conversations.
Yeah.
Like there's the physical, like they're here and then
they're not
here. They're part of our family, but they're no longer part of our family. And then there's the conversation of the afterlife.
Afterlife.
Like what happens,
you
know, all of that. And
I don't know about you. So have you ever seen like All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So there's movies like that that we've had the boys to watch to kind of maybe hope that they may help a little bit. Not saying that it's the best like scenario,
it's a starting point. It's a starting point to talk about.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, no, I mean,
it's interesting.
It is. It really is. For me, certain deaths hit me worse than others.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Well, like for anything, but, and then certain times, like when there's questions asked, like maybe a song will come on and then I get angry or I get sad, but
yeah.
And then the kids will see that or
right.
Barrett will see that. But it is really tough. And I know that Lewis has experienced the fact that his father passed away.
Yep.
But you are very fortunate enough that you have both of your parents. And my husband, Barrett, he still has both of his parents. So he doesn't maybe understand as much about explaining death because true death to him has not hit him as hard.
Right. And I think I'm in the same boat. Like, unfortunately, Lewis was at a work function when this whole conversation came up. So I was like,
what do I do?
Yeah.
What do I say?
And
I
wanted to make sure that the his questions were answered. And I don't want to lie to him about anything.
No.
But I think it's something that now that we know he has some knowledge about it, we almost need to plan out another time to talk to him.
So I will
about
say,
it.
So when it comes to a subject like this, each to their own, but sometimes this is a subject that you almost talk off the cusp.
Yeah,
of even planning.
That's true.
Because if you start to plan for something like this, of the way you're talking about it, you may actually plan too much and then you're going to not say too much, but almost go in so much detail that maybe it's scary, maybe it's not, but you may even upset your own selves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so.
I mean, I was having trouble talking about my grandmother to him, and he could see that I was physically getting upset about the whole situation. And, but I had to remind him that, like, the tears, yes, they're sad, but they're happy memories. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad I got to experience the things that I did with her and, you know, be part of her life and know who she was before she did pass away.
And also, for you, sounds like for your Mimi.
My Mimi.
Mimi. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are the same age group that Colton.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so that is a true, that's a great relating, you know, topic story in a sense of how you can actually talk to him and you still kind of remember her.
Absolutely.
I mean, because my Nana, my mom's mom, who my mom is Nana and her mom was Nana, she passed away when I was 7. So I still remember okay, but a lot of it has kind of faded away. So and unfortunately, back in that time, we don't have as many pictures like we do now.
Right, right. Or video.
Video.
For, I mean,
I don't have video of even anything of me growing up. I don't know.
Really?
If you, yeah, we don't have any.
My grandmother, my grandfather on my mom's side was obsessed with taking home videos.
Oh, that's so cool.
So we have a ton of them. And my aunt probably close to almost 10 years ago, digitized
that's
all of those.
Awesome.
So she sent them to all the grandkids and— You know,
the best gift ever.
Yeah, seriously. And we send clips of each other, like doing fun things or like something funny. And, you know, so we have all those memories.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But our kids are going to have
all kinds of things. Well, because we have it right at our fingertips. And I don't know. I mean, there are times, though, I forget to record.
Oh, me too.
And then I get mad at myself. I'm like, why didn't I record this? I got a picture. Or did I even get a picture? No, I didn't even get it.
Yeah.
Probably because it's so easy to access.
Right.
So, yeah. I will say, though, that type of topic, you and your husband or your spouse, definitely need to be on the same page with explaining
for sure.
the information.
Absolutely.
Barrett honestly hasn't said as much as me. He continuously says, you know, they're just in a better place. They're in heaven. They're watching over you and mm-hmm. they're not in pain. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever it may be, they're not in pain. They're smiling and loving life and enjoying themselves and can't wait for the day that they get to meet you all over again or yeah. whatever it may be. Because everybody, I mean, it's just like any type of co-parenting, that type of topic you have to have on, like, know what you're going to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. So have either of the boys broached the question about, like, where babies come from or, like, is that a whole other...
Not really, but I will tell you right now, I really these days listen to songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to when I was growing up and I'm like, how did I not figure certain things out? Because if you listen to almost any type of song, you can kind of figure out how anything happens. So I have actually been kind of screening some of like music. I mean, and I listen to country music for the most part in the car, or we'll listen to even Disney music mm-hmm. or different things. And I'm just like, holy moly. They know that it's not score or the storks or yeah. whatever. But they also know that, of course, they're in mama's belly. But that's about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But, oh, that mama and daddy love each other.
Yes.
And yes. I think that's, you know, but Gabriel will tell you now, watching a movie or TV, and if anybody kisses, even if it's just a little kiss, mm-hmm. ew, kissing, ew. And then he'll do like the X, like, ah, kissing.
Does he do that when you and Barrett kiss?
I don't think so. Honestly, I mean, it's not that Barrett and I don't show affection towards one another, but we don't really kiss that often. I'm like, we'll hold hands once in a while, we'll give each other a hug, but you know, I don't think that, no.
Fair.
Most days it's just like, all right, we got to get to this sport. Okay, yeah. we got to get dinner cooked. Okay, let's get laundry yeah. because you need some clean underwear. Yes. And oh, it's bedtime.
And how was your day? Time to
yes.
go sleep.
Love you. Good night. And sure. start it all over again. So
yes, I was gonna say kind of along the same lines. Like Colton knows that Nolan came from my belly. He yeah. knows that I was in or he was in my belly at some yeah. point. He has also asked if Daddy came from my belly. So that was an interesting one to try to explain that.
Was Lewis around when he asked that?
Yes. Yes
oh,
he
that's
was.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. What mm-hmm. was Lewis's reaction?
So we had been talking about how like when Colton was born to him that like. That started part of our family. Mm-hmm. So, and he knows that like daddy's in our family. So he correlated like starting a family with being in the belly.
Hey, that kind of makes sense.
You know,
I do dread that conversation.
Yeah, me too.
Any of you teenage moms out there, mm-hmm. you want to give us some advice? We would really appreciate it
yeah.
because that day's coming soon. And I don't know if you are aware of this, but in fifth grade, they do go through all of that information.
In fifth grade?
They do give you a pretty decent explanation in the elementary school because, unfortunately, too many kids are getting pregnant in middle school. Yeah. Yes, it is such a crazy mm-hmm. thing. I mean, I was just obsessed with the Backstreet Boys. That's about it. Like, you know, mm-hmm. when it came to boys in general, like, I had more like friends that were boys growing mm-hmm. up, so I never even thought anything along those lines.
Yeah.
So that's I almost rather talk about death yeah, topic.
I think so too. I'm,
you know,
so cringe. Do you think that, I mean, obviously we both have boys. Are you going to have the conversation or do you think that like this is a.
Oh, this is going to be your father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will be there
mm-hmm.
and I dread it, but no, this is on your father. I've done my part. I brought you into this world. Your father can handle that portion.
I think that's the way we're going to plan ours too.
But I even dread the first girlfriend and all of that
oh,
because
man.
You're mine. I'm the center.
I don't dread the first girlfriend. I feel bad for the first girl that, well, that they bring home.
yeah, that's true. Because I will probably be the worst. Barrett mm-hmm. will be a little bit more easygoing. And for your sake, I don't know. I think for you, because your boys are your passion and love, mm-hmm. you probably will be a little hard.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis might be a little bit harder, but.
Oh, I know that I'm going to be judgy as all get out.
Oh,
all get out.
I don't think my kids are probably not going to want to bring home a girlfriend because they're going to be afraid. What is mama going to say or do?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's glad we got a few more years.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Okay, so I had another question too.
Okay.
Sorry to roll along.
No, we're going to keep on rolling.
Yeah. Colton has been talking about sleepovers.
Okay.
With friends. I don't think he understands exactly like that you spend the full night and all of that. Have your boys had sleepovers? When did you start?
So I will tell you, the boys had their first sleepover at one of our good friends' house. Mm-hmm. That their kids are a little bit older, but I had an event and they were like, you know what? You don't need to worry about it. Let them stay the night. And honestly, for me, it was very hard because it was their first time, but that was 4 years ago. So Gabriel would have been 5 and mm-hmm. Grayson would have been 4. And it was, like I said, it was together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over at one of our friends, and their kids are a little bit older, but they do have a little boy who's, I think he's 3 years older than the boys. They thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they have had now, they've had sleepovers here and there, but most of the sleepovers that they have done, just because of how close in age they are, they've been together.
Got it. Yeah.
Or if they've had a friend to spend the night, it's usually like a mutual friend, or it's like a two brothers, because the fact that they have so much of the same friends.
Right. Yeah.
But the first time they were fine. And honestly, for the most part, they've been good. But in the past, when we have let them do a sleepover, it's been, you know, we'll take them over there and we might hang out for just a little bit just to see, depending on what the situation is. But usually about like 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm there picking them up.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want them to feel uncomfortable, or nor do I want to put more pressure on the parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, my kids do stay the night at my mom's a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, Colton has spent the night with both of his grandparents.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
He's fine with being away
fine
from home.
Fine with that, yeah.
But the
first, like, sleepover that's not family related, it was harder, I think, on me than anything, because I was more worried about, I'm like, oh my goodness, I hope they don't potty in the bed. I hope that they don't cry in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I hope that they don't throw up, or like all the things that go through your head.
They're using their manners.
They're using their manners, and everything like that. So, for me, I guess I'm fortunate enough just because my kids are close in age and they have been able to experience that together.
Together. Mm-hmm.
But honestly, we haven't done it in a while. Mainly because the fact is, it's a lot on not only if it's us that the kids are staying, like the kids are staying at our house, or if our kids are staying at someone else's house, it's a lot on either parent.
I can imagine.
So, you know.
Yeah, I'm not ready to host kids at our house either. Like,
well, you also don't want them. We are set in our ways. So I will tell you, I am a mom of boys, but my kids see me all the time, whether I'm in a towel, getting out of the shower, or they coming in, running through my bathroom, and I'm on the toilet. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, my kids, I hate to say it, there's not a good barrier, just because I was with them so much for so long by myself that probably, I mean, here soon they'll be, but we're just so set in our certain like structure routine, in a sense, every morning and, you know, and everything. So when it comes to other kids and other families, it's like, I don't want, not to offend, but it's like, okay, the dynamic might be a little bit different
Absolutely.
For all. Like, you know, my kids are at nighttime. We eat dinner at the table all together. Afterwards, they are to go and take their showers, you know, and they're to put on their pajamas. You know, we may chill out for just a little bit. But then before bed, they have to brush their teeth and they have to use the restroom. And I have noticed there has been like kids, you know, that maybe they're not told they have to brush their teeth, or just certain things. They're like, well, why do you have to brush your teeth? Well, why do you have to do this? Or even with boys, well, why do you wear full pajamas? Because we have some friends that their boys, they may just wear like some gym shorts or they'll just wear their boxers to bed and no t-shirt. My kids don't like to not have a shirt on. So there's those type of questions.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah. No, that exactly. Or like even food, like
food,
what you serve for
what
dinner.
Do you serve?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to do something wrong.
Right.
Or maybe there's an allergy that you didn't know of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I hope the parent would warn us of
Let's
any allergies.
So, but,
you know, or like Colton, I mean, if it's not mac and cheese, he's not going to eat it. And
if it's, is it Kraft or is it Velveeta or whatever?
Like, I don't want him going over to somebody's house and then serving broccoli. And he's like,
I'm not eating
no
that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Luckily, though, whoever his first sleepover will be with will be probably a friend of yours.
Yeah. I have a feeling that, like, when it's a – I really do have a feeling that it's going to be our next-door neighbors.
And that's a little girl.
And it's a little girl. Yes. Mm-hmm. But they also have a boy that is – a year older.
Okay.
So, you know, they have boy toys in the house and that kind of thing. Or, you know, maybe she'll come over to our, I don't know. But
yeah,
I like the closeness of it, that like they can ring our doorbell and say, yo, come get it.
No, that's the truth, because you don't want to have to worry about that. I mean, that's it. Yeah, it's valid point. But with the fact of you thinking it might be his first sleepover is with a friend that's a girl. You know, Gabriel has more of his friends are girls. We don't allow that just because now at this age and time, because I'm honestly, it's more of the fact is that I don't want a girl saying the wrong things.
Right. And I was going to say our window for that sleepover is probably
very
closing.
Very slim to none. Yeah. But I don't, I mean, that's a whole nother.
Correct.
But yeah, it's fun. But you know, I mean, he's going to be going into kindergarten next year. So he's going to be meeting so many more friends, and y'all are doing the sports. And so he's probably even making more and more friends too. So
And you know, it came up, he just keeps coming home from school and he's like, you know, such and such said that we could have a sleepover this weekend. Will you call his mommy? And I'm like, I don't have mom's number. Like,
so
I, yes,
one thing,
no, maybe. So, I don't know.
One thing I would recommend, and I just thought of this, and duh, because we do this almost every other weekend. So my kids say a sleepover, and it's they get to sleep in the guest bedroom together.
Ah.
So they call it a sleepover because they get to stay together and they don't share a room. So this is their time and they run their mouths for a good hour to one another. Now I know Nolan's a little bit younger, but that could be something
I mean,
that you
honestly,
could start
in
with.
Probably a couple of months, it's going to be.
Yeah, that could be something that you could start with and kind of hype it up. Like, hey, buddy, y'all can do a sleepover in your room and you got, you know.
Yeah.
That I mean, I don't know if you guys have a guest bedroom
or
not. Okay, well, maybe that could be how you do it, too. So
you could have a sleepover with a cat because it's her room, too. So
I don't know if that would be a good idea. No, or not.
No. Colton doesn't like when the cat sleeps in his room to begin with. So he would not go in there when she's in there.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. But no, it's. Yeah. But y'all have a strict bedtime routine.
We
too,
do.
So.
For sure. Yeah.
And I
just signed him and Lewis up for a weekend sleepaway camp together.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it like a Boy Scout or something?
It is Camp St. Christopher down in right outside of Charleston. And Lewis used to go to this camp growing up. And when he would do it for a week at a time. And this is one of their introductory camps into all of it. So it's called Family Camp.
Okay.
So eventually all four of us will go.
That's cool.
But yeah, I think that Colton's going to love.
Now, and are they doing outside? Do they sleep in like
there
a tent?
No, it's a bunk style.
Okay.
Like barricade bunk styles and all that. But spend the night and they're in a bunk with, you know, other families and other dads and kids and all of that and moms. And they get up and eat lunch or breakfast and go and play. But
that sounds fun.
I mean, so Lewis has so many memories of this camp that I can't wait to see him expose Colton to an area of his life that he loves. Yeah.
And then he's going to be like, hey, bud, so this is where I used to do this. And this is where I met this person.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's such good bonding. for the two of them.
I can't wait.
When do they go?
In June.
Okay.
The middle of June.
Do they have a lake or?
It is. Something. It's actually on the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, wow.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
We'll on one of the islands kind of out there.
You'll have to keep us posted on how that goes.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, talking about the boys, I think our next episode, if I'm not mistaken, or at least coming
we're gonna
up, the boys, as in the husbands.
Yeah.
I know we call them the boys.
Now, I've talked to Lewis about coming on the episode.
Okay.
And he is like, well, you can't just throw me on an episode. Like, I got to know what we're talking about. I'm like, dude, we have a script for things. Like, do you think we just come in here and chat?
Well, they already said they were going to do a whole, like, we get to take over the mic for a good few minutes. So we'll let them do that.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll play a game or do something. I don't know. Anybody have suggestions? Send them our way.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes it is, we probably will learn more about our own husbands in that type of setting. Because we don't really get a chance to talk to our husbands as much as probably would like
to. And just sit down and quietly
chat
with
talk.
Them.
Sometimes Barrett and I, on the weekends, we will just sit on the couch. There's a movie playing and I may have a glass of wine and he may have a beer and we'll just randomly talk.
Ours happens to be in the mornings.
Okay.
Like, we're
in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Honest, the morning is normally chaos, but it's just nice to catch up.
Shannon, can I tell you, speaking of mornings, so I had my alarm set for 5 a.m. Gosh, why do I get up that early? But I was going to go work out, but there was dishes in the sink. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get these dishes done and knock this out. It'll make me feel better. It'll be more productive than a workout today to know that these dishes are done, cleared my head. So Lewis got up, he got in the shower, and usually about this time, the boys wake up. I had almost an entire hour in the morning, completely to myself, from like 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. The boys didn't wake up. Lewis is in the shower getting ready. And it was the most peaceful, like, I got to enjoy coffee. I did the dishes in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I had like 50 minutes of just aloneness in my own house while everyone was still there. And I was like, what is this?
And that's
what is this?
And that's why I get up at 5 every day, except for this morning. My alarm, I didn't hear it because I had my phone still on silent from the day before. And luckily the dogs woke me up. But I do get up at 5 a.m. because it is so wonderful to get a shower in peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice.
It's really nice.
It starts your day just like,
Yeah. Yes. Agreed. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to continue doing that?
I'm trying to have more of those. Well, I normally get up at 5 anyways, but honestly, like, I don't know if Colton can hear our alarm or, like, what it is, but he is up within the next 10 to 15 minutes. So, like, I don't normally have that, but he slept all
That's
the way in.
Wonderful.
And I have a, we haven't talked about this, but, like, so Colton is completely sleeping in his bed now.
Yay! What was the?
So, I think surgery had a lot to do with it, but also, we got a blanket for Christmas that is weighted.
Yes.
And he has been sleeping with it in his bed. And I honestly think that has made the world of difference.
It does.
A weighted blanket. He's obsessed with it.
Grayson sleeps with 5 blankets, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't go to sleep without at least his Carolina Panthers blanket.
Yeah.
And it's a heavy one. But they do. Those weighted blankets are, I've heard so many people talk about
it. It was a game changer for us.
That's awesome.
I honestly think that yes, surgery was a good portion.
No, that
I think
helped.
That's because that's keeping him asleep. But I think what's keeping him in his bed is the weighted blanket.
Just the...
It's comfort.
A
you
comfort,
know, it's,
yeah.
He doesn't need us next to him. He feels
he
the
feels
comfort
love.
From the blanket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So...
You're going to get Nolan one next.
Yeah. Yeah. Nana gave it to us for Christmas, and I think she's already ordered a couple more, so...
Let's go ahead and order a next one.
Exactly. Yeah.
And maybe order one for Mom and Dad.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now, are you... You just said that you were getting up to work out. Are you starting to work out? Are you doing that?
So, month of January.
Okay.
15 days knocked off the calendar of working out.
You go, girl!
In the morning.
That's awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What type of workout routines are you doing?
So... 2 years ago, I got a Peloton.
Okay.
And for me, it's easy because I don't have to leave the house.
Yeah.
And I like a class setting without the class. So, like, I like to be led by an instructor.
Yeah.
Because when I work out, I want to know...
What am I doing?
That I'm doing something that is worth of value instead of, you know... And don't get me wrong, I love a good walk and all of that. But, like, I want to know that I've sweat, burned calories, and that the 30, 40 minutes I put into it was effective.
Yeah.
So... Peloton for me.
That's
but
awesome.
But bike, I do some of their strength classes and some of their boot camp classes, things like that. So it's not all the bike stuff. But yeah, that's what I've been up to.
And I bet you're feeling so much better.
Feel so much better. Yeah. Anytime that I have a regular workout routine.
That's the truth.
It's a world of difference.
Especially when you just sweat to actually know you're sweating for the right reasons, not just because it's hot out.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So
I want to get into that just to, honestly, I have not been motivated. Any type of advice on motivation, let me know.
Honestly, just get started one time.
Yeah.
Like, if you can do 2 days in a row, then you get that mindset of like, oh, it feels so good. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'll call you.
Yeah.
I'll call you at 5 o'clock in the morning when you get up and say, Shannon.
All right, let's go. What time do you have to leave your house?
We leave about 7:40.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I have to leave at 6:45.
Yeah. So that's, it's a little bit different.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. hey, I will say basketball season is done after next week for us. Mm-hmm. We have about 3 weeks, I think, until baseball and flag football start.
So we are going to do baseball? I know that there was talk
we
about
are
maybe
gonna
not
do,
doing baseball.
Yeah, we're going to do baseball. The only reason being is that Gabriel does not do flag football. And I really think that no matter what the sport is, it helps Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And I know I've mentioned this on many episodes, but his, even though he's not diagnosed, but the ADD, it's getting worse. And so I'm going to have to take him to the doctor. His last report card really showed that.
Okay.
But for me growing up, sports was just such a huge impact of just getting some of that, sometimes even just the frustration out. Mm-hmm. And I know he enjoys just being around other kids his age. And baseball, the one thing he loves is actually the when they're I can't even talk.
The dugout?
Dugout, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all cheering each other on. And he thinks that's the coolest thing in the world. So, you know, those are type of things that I'm like, you know, I want him to continue mm-hmm. with this for as long as we can. So we are going to do it at least for, you know, this season and maybe next season. I mean, he only has, I think, 2 years left of doing rec sports, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. So it's like, let's do it for as long as we can. And one thing
you can make
that,
the decision after
yeah,
that.
Make that decision. And then by then, hopefully we'll know a little bit more of when we're getting him tested and everything. Yeah. So yeah, so stay tuned for that. So if anybody has advice on that, it's been a hot topic.
Yeah.
It's been a hot topic for a good year and a half, but probably for the past 3 or 4 weeks, it's been
it's come to the forefront because
yeah, and Baradin
are this weekend.
Do what now?
Or signups this weekend?
Signups are this weekend. But I'm just like the what to do about like with all the struggles is almost
it's almost been an
argument in mm-hmm. our house. Not even an argument, but it's just one of those things that's I don't think we all agree on. So
right. Yeah. Well, I mean, like if you get tested and turns out the diagnosis that you think it's going to turn out, you know, then it's final.
Like then it's final. It's like, what do you do? I just don't want medication. That's the biggest thing. So we will see.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that one too. But baseball signups are this weekend.
Yes.
Yay.
Well, this has been a good catch up episode.
This has been a good catch up.
And
all
I mean,
different areas.
You got anything on your mind you're that you need to talk about?
I did make you laugh before we started, but, I know I've mentioned I have eczema. I finally went to the dermatologist and supposedly I'm stressed.
Duh.
I got a great laugh out of that one. Yeah. I went back to the doctor and said, well, I have 2 kids, a husband, mm-hmm. a job, life. Yeah. So that just made me laugh.
Yeah.
So anyways, mm-hmm. that's a good one. What about you?
We're chugging along.
Chugging.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just, you know. Asking questions about death, that's all. I don't know.
You know, I wish I could think of some of the random questions my kids come up with.
Oh, I'm sure.
Caroline conversations, I know I've said it, but I have got to start recording mm-hmm. it because the type of conversations we have.
Yes.
There are some days that the kids get out of the car. I'm just like, how did we get through that? So, yeah, mm-hmm. we'll start doing that here and there. I'm going to start writing that down.
Caroline Confessionals. It can be a subject,
yeah,
a topic.
It is. It's
so
a topic.
We'll bring it in and maybe it's, you know, a smaller segment of a larger episode. But
ever since the boys have been going to elementary school, we have Caroline Conversations.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm going to have that in like 6 months. So
it's fun. It'll be fun. At least you'll be saving on a daycare payment.
Praise.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
With that to be said, it is a Friday, and I think we are ready to start the weekend off.
We are. Yes, we are. So
please, you know, follow us, mm-hmm. like us, give us some questions, some topics, and like we did mention, the husbands will be coming on. So mm-hmm. if there's anything that you want to ask our husbands or would like for them to ask mm-hmm. us, send our way.
Exactly. I speak mama on all social media platforms, and you know, feel free to leave us a review.
Yes.
We'd love to hear how you guys feel about us and, you know, enjoy.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. Plan your getaway to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Beach easy.